Hello. Hello and welcome back to the Object Relations Institute lectures. I would like to expand a little on my last video about envy and speak about the destructive unconscious fantasies of envy that have an instinctual base and how that can lead to not only deprivation in the self, which creates more and more envy and more deprivation, but also how that clinically affects the clinical process in becoming a negative therapeutic reaction. And so I'm going to talk about, in a very common phrase, biting the hand that feeds you, which gets to the oral instinct of envy, that we can feel like biting the primal object, the breast, but then we say in adults, biting the hand that feeds you, and it can be in therapy, like the patient biting the hand of the therapist by because of their unconscious envy, they're having to devalue and spoil whatever the therapist says, any interpretation, either complain about it or criticize it, out of, just destroy it with saying it's not good. It's great, even if it's helping the person. As Melanie Klein wrote about in envy and gratitude, one day somebody can get tremendous relief from an interpretation she gave in a session. The next day they rip and tear it apart. So we have certain instinctual destructive attitudes built in from the beginning of life, sadism from the beginning of life. And Melanie Klein was a particular expert on this. And these oral attacks then become attacks in our mind where we can just be opposing the other person. We don't even have to be outwardly doing it. But it goes on in our mind against the other as now an internal object inside, and we attack them in our own mind. And then we deprive ourselves. So biting the hand that feeds you means that you're attacking the one who's giving you the nurturance. So in analysis, giving you interpretations and the presence of the analyst, Melanie Klein, particularly the insight-oriented interpretations of the psychoanalyst that are rejected. So the patient may reject interpretations when they're in a state of envy towards the analyst, and particularly when it's unconscious and hasn't been brought to consciousness. But the difficulty for the analyst is to bring it to consciousness when the other is rejecting their inside interpretation. So it becomes a negative therapeutic reaction where the analyst can give you information through interpretation and insight about your unconscious, and yet you reject it because you're envying the analyst and you don't want them to have anything to give you. You don't want them to possess anything because you envy them and want to destroy what they have. And of course, this can go on with a child, the adult, people often dream of shitting and peeing in their dreams. And obviously they're shitting and peeing on the mother, the primal mother. And that's in the transference with the analyst where they're attacking the analyst. But in a session where somebody is being verbal, they can be shitting and peeing on the analyst by just rejecting and criticizing what they have to say, or doing character assassination on the analyst, criticizing them to death. And that's the biting the hand that feeds you in a big way of destructive murder in a state of unconscious envy, because you can't stand that the other has anything. You want to just not only destroy what they have, you want to destroy them. So that then the person with the analyst is spoiling and destroying what's offered to them, and as well as spoiling and destroying the person or the personality of the therapist as a way of expressing their absolute oral rage, life and death rage, just visceral, intense rage that the analyst seems to have it all, and they seem to have nothing because of the level of primal early splitting they experience in very black and white terms. just like continues in child thinking, black and white thinking, but particularly in the infancy where you had the original splitting. The good things are organized through pleasure, the bad through pain and displeasure. But then in envy, you want to destroy that's pleasurable and good because you can't stand that the mother has the breast. You feel like she's taking it for herself, like Klein talks about in A Certain Dream and Envy and Gratitude. And so you are not only, as I said, feeling like you can't have anything the other has, and so you have to destroy what's being given to you, but you're doing it in your own treatment that you're paying for and coming to making time and paying for it in financial terms and emotional terms. Because it's not just financial that we pay. We pay by emotionally being there and giving of ourselves. But if the patient can't give of themselves because they can't take in from the therapist because of their envy, they destroy what the animal said. I think of someone who, in the very beginning of her treatment, as soon as I would start talking, after a little bit of idealization, she would say she couldn't hear a thing I said because of her envy. She was aware of it. She was aware that she couldn't stand that I had this knowledge and she didn't. So she said to me that she couldn't hear, stopped hearing anything I said. And then later the envy developed where she denied she had envy after admitting it and just would belittle me and cut me down. So that was the contemptuous defense against the envy. Contempt, control, and triumph are manic defenses against envy. And we're talking about a kind of oral envy, more primitive than the Oedipal level or phallic level envy that Freud spoke about. But the basic envy against the one that one needs to exist and to take in nurturance from the baby, literal, physical and emotional nurturance, and the patient nurturance through the interpretive offerings of the analyst, the inside-oriented offerings, things put into words, as well as the presence of the analyst. So in that case, you get this diminishing return of getting less and less as you want more and more, because the person in a state of unconscious envy is always insatiable. And why? Because they destroy whatever could come into them, not only from the outside, from the therapist, but from their internal mother objects inside too, and cut off their own creative resources. So this is what's called negative therapeutic reaction, when you biting the hand that feeds you. And the destructive unconscious fantasies can have to do with vampires, all kinds of biting imagery, or ripping and tearing up the object, that this primal oral envy. And biting the hand that feeds you is a more refined way of saying it, but a lot of vampire imagery is there, which I've experienced with my patients, and I've written about with the poet Sylvia Plath. I've written about in terms of visceral envy in women. And so when I say destructive unconscious fantasies of envy, and I'm talking about other body-based unconscious visceral instincts related to not only biting the hand that feeds you, but a vampire like biting and biting by persecuting and destroying by criticizing to death, either in your mind or to the analyst, what they have to offer. That becomes a profound negative therapeutic reaction where someone can destroy their own treatment unless the analyst is aware of the unconscious envy and can interpret the envy and deal empathically with how humiliating it is for the person to also be aware that they feel they have nothing and you have everything and that they're so envious. To be very humiliating. So you need to be very empathic in the role of the therapist to be able to understand with sensitivity that the person might want to kill and destroy everything you offer them, but they're also in a state of tremendous hunger, insatiable hunger and deprivation that they keep recreating, and that needs to be talked about for them to stop the negative therapeutic reaction. Okay, thank you for joining me for today. I enjoyed filling you in a little more on envy and its unconscious destructive fantasies at that instinct, oral instinct, and visceral level in the mind as well as the body. Thank you.